trying to kind of do too much. Maybe do one section at a time so it doesn't dry so much in this hot sun.
Suds off, Miles. You just fun.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hoses down. Nice. All right, we're going to start with Miles's car. Miles rinsed first. These cars were really dirty, and you always want to rinse from the top down. Make sure the bulk of the gunk gets on the ground first. Miles, one thing he did, he chose a squeegee. He kept it in his hand the whole time. You don't want to set it down on the ground. Pick it back up, and then start washing again. It probably has sand, grit, something else in it. Now we're moving to Jack's car. You can already see where the soap on Jack's car is drying in the air dry. You get a lot of water spots. Pick a chamois, a soft towel, and get those water spots off so it looks beautiful, protected, and you're safe.
But now, the moment of truth. Who would take home the heralded golden squeegee?
So, Jen, who won?
Looking at these cars, I have to say nobody. But hopefully we've given you all the knowledge to do it right the next.
Students are expected to return to school on Monday now that there's a new deal in place. We're going to be watching the negotiations for Chicago teachers throughout the weekend, and we'll share updates on the strike as they happen. You can watch our coverage right here on the air.
And it's just not a matter of reporting it. They want serious information, like who is the person making these allegations? Give us the name. So as a reporter, when you have these sort of relationships with someone in this Me Too era, these are very difficult stories to do.
Right. When you, as a reporter, first begin hearing about allegations like this, as we've seen with reporting on cases, high-profile cases like Harvey Weinstein and others, it takes weeks and months sometimes to help that person become comfortable talking about their very harrowing experience.
And to be public about it.
Well, to go public. And the requirement is 48 hours. When a reporter for NPR Illinois hears about a case, they are required within 48 hours now, if they follow the university's ruling, to report the name of that person who comes forward. So, of course, what's going to happen
is... To the university.
To the university, to the very organization that failed to protect these prior victims.
Right.
And so it really is a violation, in our view, of their First Amendment rights.
Thank you for visiting microvolt.com website. And also, there are other pages like the contemporary journalism. What it is, to bring more of these type of stories to you, we need your help and financial support. Please donate graciously so that all communities worldwide can benefit from awareness about the use of chemicals for good or otherwise, like genetically modified organisms, GMOs, their benefits for high-yield crops, and also how excessive use of sugary drinks can negatively impact people's lives, etc., and so on. This is called contemporary journalism. A contemporary journalism is modern, that is present-day journalism, not a typical traditional type as it used to be. What that means is that the media will align with the political power, whatever is in power, because they are the one who are financing. So they will be speaking for them. They will become their mouthpiece, the propaganda machine. But nobody knows what the truth is. People are confused. Can you imagine if you have 100 political parties and there are 100 messages? What do you think will happen to the voters? They will be confused. So it's like a big, web of their politics. Look what's happening over there. It's very chaotic. And look at the banking system. They're looting people's money. That's not right. But on the other hand, the rich people who have their money abroad, thousands of crores, you name it, the money works for them. Nobody's touching them. But they are going after the middle class and shutting the banks down. That is very chaotic. What people need to do is start their own community banks and have their own insurance company, community insurance companies, which will ensure their money. And they will not be waiting for the rules which were made like 100 years ago At that time, it was valid, but today, those rules, like 1 lakh assurance. So, if you have 10 lakh in your bank, the bank is liable to pay you only 1 lakh. That was decided 100 years ago. That's like a loot in a broad daylight. And so, in a country like Bharat, this is a kind of loot going on, like hundreds of political parties. If they want to change, if they want to compete at the world stage, you need to have only three parties, like Canada. Look at the Canadian political system. I have been saying that Party A, Party B, Party C. Party A is like a Democrats, Party B is like a Republicans, and Party C is like independents. What does democratic mean? Means it's a people's party, the blue collar workers, or even the rich people can be member of Democratic Party too. Then the Republicans, it's those people, the rich people who own the companies, and also those who do not want to change. They want to stay what they were 5,000 years ago. That's they want to keep status quo. And also another 5,000 years or 10,000 years, they want to keep it that way. So that's the party B, political party B. And then the political party C is the independents, those who are wealthy, like the ones who have their money stocked in Swiss banks. And the Swiss bank is taking advantage of that. They're investing it. That's people's money of India. But Switzerland is taking advantage of that. And the families who have put that money in there, people's money. And so those families and the Switzerland countries are getting benefited from such schemes. So the question is that when there will be three political parties so that the people can govern the country the way it should be, so that it can be it accounts for something. So the question is that when will they come into census? Like here in this country, I traveled from California after I finished a project, and I stayed at a Super 8 Motel. A Gujarati family owns it. Super 8 Motel in Dixon City. They broke the glass of my SUV and stole all valuables. And I have to replace all of them. The police have the report. If anybody wants to know, I can show them the police report. So no American lawyer in California and here in Illinois was taking my case. They were saying, so what? Now, if the same thing would have happened to them, perhaps that will open their eyes and brains, if they have any. They do, but I'm talking about the ones I was trying to contact and find help. They did not, according to what I went through. So a Pakistani lawyer, he's not a lawyer, actually. He doesn't practice the legal law, but he collects the documents and works as a mediator. He got me only some money, and he got 1,000 out of that. He got 1,000 out of my pain and suffering. So I told him that I want to go after this Super 8 Motel, and I gave him all the list from the police, all the Excel sheets of all the items lost. And total is like, I told him that the motel should be sued for $1 million. It could be more, because they have a chain, the whole chain. I feel afraid not to stay at those motels anywhere in this country. When I see a Super 8 Motel, this one is located in Dixon, so nobody should stay there. People of either the staff of the motel or the people around there, there are some couple of gas stations, some other businesses, somebody is doing that, and they know that. I had gold and all of my electronics items for the studio grade items, which were lost, and I have to spend another 10 grand to get those items. You know what insurance company was telling me? Liberty Mutual. Oh, we know some sources, they can get you old items for the same price. I said, no. So they're running they're running scheme. Insurance companies are running scheme. They know where I can get the same items. Maybe my items will be sold back to me at a discounted price. So the Liberty Mutual, and then whatever that was like a minuscule, one third of what I have been talking about, what they gave me. But they increased my premium by $1,000 per year. So I quit that, I canceled my policy with them and found another insurance company at a what I had the insurance with them per year, lower than that. And if somebody wants to know, I can tell all that. I cannot say everything over the air, But be careful about this Superate Motel and this guy, Alex Ali. He is from San Jose. If you do his search, he does the probation for the people. I thank him what he did, but he didn't do enough. He did not want to. Maybe Superate Motel paid him money if he would not help me. Some kind of deal he might have struck. So this is very sad. So what it is that if the companies, like insurance companies or any corporation, they become like a black hole. Like they suck everything from you, your premiums and everything. But when it comes to payout, they are not there. So if they are like a big black hole, guess what? One day country will become a sinkhole because of them. So all worldwide people have to wake up what's going on. So that poor people are suffering. So thank you very much for listening and God bless you.